Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Yes, we're back for our number three. Bob Cordaro with you. Appointment radio. I'm happy I made the appointment with you. Noon to three today and every day this week. And very glad you made the appointment back with me. Mary Gina sent in our Mother Teresa for today, May 23rd. It says, to parents, it is very important that children learn from their fathers and mothers how to love one another. Not in school, not from the teacher, but from you. It is very important that you share with your children the joy of loving others. There will be misunderstandings. Every family has its cross, its suffering, but always be the first to forgive with a smile. Be cheerful, be happy, says Mother Teresa. Thanks, Mary Regina. So, Jeff Bartos, he's the first U.S. Senate candidate that we interviewed on this show. And was a hell of a candidate, former lieutenant governor candidate, so he'd run statewide. But it just didn't happen. There was too much money arrayed against him. We saw that the impact that had on Lou Barletta, although two times the money that Doug Mastriano spent was spent framing him by interests who support Josh Shapiro. So there was a ton of money spent for Doug Mastriano, but two-thirds of it was intended by Shapiro to isolate and to put Mastriano in a Trump box. But in the case of the Senate campaign, mountains of cash came in, and Jeff Bartos just didn't do as well as he should have because he's got a lot to offer. But he is here now and back after the campaign's over. First of all, Jeff, welcome back, and I think you ran a good race.
Bob, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for those kind words. All the best to you and your family and all your listeners on this beautiful day in Pennsylvania. I'm speaking to you from the southeastern part of the state, but as you and I talked about last year when I joined you on the show, we had a great conversation. Cheryl and I lived in Clark Summit for a year when we were newlyweds and have a ton of friends up there. So, you know, best to all our friends in northeastern PA.
All right. Well, so, Jeff, we now have a race that is deadlocked, and, you know, you're in a unique position to observe it because you were involved, neck deep in the campaign for the Senate primary. Tell us what your perception is and what you think is going on and where do you think it'll end up?
Well, it looks to me, and again, I went to law school. I didn't go to engineering or rocket science or anything like that. So I'll admit that math is not my first order skill, but not bad at it. all my high school and college calculus professors, apologies for even saying that. But no, from my view, tracking this very closely, it appears that Dr. Oz is going to prevail. It's a very, very close election, but just the ballots that are out there, I think, and I'm sure let's park to the side for a second. We should absolutely talk about this Third Circuit opinion and how that might play in on the undated mail-in ballots that came in. But, I think I said the Wednesday before the election, it was the last time we were all on stage together. And I remember saying before my closing, I went right before Kathy. She spoke last. I spoke second to last. And I wanted to pause and just mark the moment. There were about 600 of us there in Bucks County with all of us, I think, but Dave on the stage that night. And I said, you know, the next time we all appear together, one of us is going to be your nominee. Now, it's a good thing it wasn't 2 days later.
Yeah, right.
We haven't had the vote counted yet. But I said, one of us is going to be your nominee. And the critical thing is after May 18th, we need to come together as a party because this seat is going to decide control of the United States Senate. And so before we dig into the numbers and what these court cases mean and what the law is on mail-in ballots, I want to give compliments both to Dr. Oz and to Dave McCormick individually and together. I think they've conducted themselves as gentlemen since the election. I think they've mostly stayed back and just let the process take its course. And I think that is the right type of leadership. And for Dr. Oz, who's been leading since election night, a lot of credit for just being a statesman and for really kind of letting this play out. I do think it is time to bring this to a close. I do think we will get numbers in, and I think it is a catastrophe if any Republican, whether it's David or any Republican out there, would be advocating for counting undated mail-in ballots, which not only goes against Pennsylvania law, but is also a disaster if Republicans are making that argument in any way. Because think about the benefits that, trust me, the Secretary of State and Governor Wolf are chomping at the bit to have Republicans say, yeah, count undated ballots.
Yeah.
That's okay. That they are chomping at the bit. We cannot give them that. And none other than RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel was on national Fox News yesterday saying exactly that. The Pennsylvania law is clear. We cannot count undated mail-in ballots.
We're talking with Jeff Bartos, former, I guess I have to say, former U.S. Senate candidate and former
yes.
Lieutenant Governor candidate, and talking about the state of the Oz-McCormick Senate race, as it has come down to. Oz is up by what, about 1,000 votes or thereabouts?
Yeah, I think the latest numbers I saw around about 1,100, but yeah, it's with not enough votes out there right now, I think, to change the outcome before there's going to be a recount. There's absolutely going to be a recount under Pennsylvania law, and that'll take its course under the law as soon as this first count is done.
Now, Jeff Bartos, I have not seen an election change from a leader to the person trailing ever on recount, on new votes, all of that kind of thing. It just doesn't really happen that often historically. And that's why I would think, even though the McCormick people are telling me that they're very confident, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I think, and I want to separate, you know, there's candidates and then there's advisors and lawyers, right? And I think that as candidates, and as I will say, it's the first time I'm saying this too, as a former candidate, but as someone who's spent his whole life in this Commonwealth, loves Pennsylvania, wants to see our party move forward and recognizes, like you do, that we have to keep the seat in Republican hands, the sooner we can come together as a party, the sooner we can coalesce behind our nominee, the better, because we have to win this election in the fall. I think that the lawyers will do what they do and the consultants will do what they do, but none of them live here, or very few of them live here. And they don't necessarily, when I say they, I mean the advisors, they're not worrying about the mess they might make and the bad law they might make for the November election or for 2024. They're just thinking about right here and right now. And I think it's incumbent upon us as candidates or former candidates, in this case there's only two remaining candidates in David and Mehmet, it's incumbent upon all of us to just speak with one voice. We have to follow the law. Only lawfully cast ballots should be counted. And undated ballots are not to be counted under Pennsylvania law, period. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has recognized that. Ronna McDaniel said this so much yesterday on Fox News. And I think anyone who looks at this says, as Republicans, I mean, Bob, I've been campaigning around the state for 5 years. Over the last year and a half as a United States Senate candidate, until inflation reared its head and really started to be a gut punch for all of our fellow Pennsylvanians, the number one thing I heard from our Republican primary voters was ballot integrity, ballot integrity, ballot integrity. Every one of us campaigning talked about how much we understood and really heard not only our fellow Republicans, but we're going to fight for election security, election integrity. It starts right now. I mean, we have to match our actions with our words. And again, I want to give credit to Dr. Oz, who has, he and his team have been very clear from the very beginning that only lawfully cast ballots should be counted. And I think it's time for all Republicans to get on board with that. And we have to realize that this election is just one of many, right? We have another one in November. We have one in November, and then we have a very important one coming up in 2024 for the White House. We have to maintain election security and election integrity as Republicans. In fact, we're the only ones fighting for it. So if not us, who?
We're talking with Jeff Bartos, former Republican candidate for United States Senate, on the state of the race between Oz and McCormick. Now, you've observed all of this from very close, and you also looked at and you mentioned the Third Circuit decision, which is confusing to me, and I don't even know where how it got to them, but tell us about that.
Well, so I guess back up to the big picture. The much maligned, and as our Commonwealth Court found it, Act 77, which allowed for no-excuse mail-in balloting, our Commonwealth Court declared that law unconstitutional. Our Supreme Court, our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, stayed that order and allowed no-excuse mail-in balloting for the primary we just conducted last week.
Yeah, they didn't have time those left-wing lunatics on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court didn't have time to figure out how to circumvent the Pennsylvania Constitution.
They didn't have time. That's exactly right. So they said it applies for the primary. We're going to have oral arguments and we'll render a decision. I suspect they'll render a decision before the November general election. But so the law in Pennsylvania stayed, you know, Act 77 unconstitutional. Supreme Court said that stayed. But Act 77 made it very clear that the ballots have to be dated. I voted by absentee in the last election because, of course, as a candidate, I'm moving all around the state that day. I had to sign my envelope. I had to date my envelope. I had to, you know, put my ballot in an inner envelope and then put it in the mail-in ballot. Like, you have to follow the directions. I did that, as did probably a million of our fellow Pennsylvanians. So it is not hard to follow. And the law in Pennsylvania, as confirmed by our Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is not friendly to conservatives, I mean, to say the least, they are left-wing loonies, as you called them. In fact, I called for them to be impeached back in 2018 after they redrew our congressional line.
That was a good call.
So look, I'm with you on all this. Even our Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said that mail-in ballots must be dated to be counted. The Third Circuit comes in on Friday with not an opinion. They haven't issued an opinion yet, but they have issued an order that's specific to Lehigh County and specific to the 2021 race for the Court of Common Pleas. The Third Circuit has directed, I don't believe even that they've directed, they have said it is a violation of federal law to not count the undated mail-in ballots in that race. It's a violation of the civil rights law. So,
wow, is that a stretch?
Yeah, I am certain that will be appealed in the United States Supreme Court when we see an opinion. I don't know when that will be, but in the here and now, it has been a long time since I practiced law. So, I've already said I'm not so good at math. I'm better at law, but it has been a while since I practiced law. But all kidding aside, the law of Pennsylvania is very clear that undated mail-in ballots should not be counted. Our election boards in all 67 counties, our county commissioners, are going to be under enormous pressure by out-of-state lawyers to break Pennsylvania law and count those votes. And we as conservatives should speak with one loud voice. And this has nothing to do with whether you're a Dr. Oz supporter or a Dave McCormick supporter or a Jeff Bartos supporter or a Kathy Barnett supporter or a Carla Sand supporter. It has nothing to do with that. We are all conservatives. Dr. Oz is a proud conservative. Dave McCormick is a proud conservative. I'm a proud conservative. We all have to come together with one loud voice and say, Pennsylvania law must be followed. Undated mail-in ballots shall not be counted. And we need to stand by our vow to the voters. All of us campaigned. In my case, 15 months. In Kathy's case, 14 months. In Mehmet and Dave's case, I'm still never going to get tired of saying it, just a couple months, right? We just got here. But by the way, that argument didn't carry water because they're the two still standing. But all kidding aside, we all campaigned on ballot security and election integrity, and our words have to mean something. Our actions have to back up our words, and that all conservatives must come together, regardless of who you supported in this primary, and say, absolutely not. It is absolutely a violation of Pennsylvania law to count undated mail-in ballots. We want safe, secure elections. My vote should count. Bob, your vote should count. And someone who didn't follow the rules, their vote should not count. That's the law.
All right. Jeff Bartos, thank you very much. You are welcome anytime. We appreciate your insight on this deadlock that we're looking at for the Republican nomination for United States Senate. Honored to have you on the Bob Cordaro Show once again.
Bob, thank you for having me, and God bless you for your great work that you do. I love listening to the intro to this hour, and look forward to returning many, many times between now and the most important election in our lifetimes. Right? You got to take back.
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Thank you. Jeff Bartos, Senate candidate, Republican for the Republican nomination, and he's a hell of a candidate. He really is. We would love to have him in office somewhere, somehow, representing the people of Pennsylvania. Bob Cordaro, Appointment Radio. We'll be back. AC/DC, 1986. They released their album, Who Made Who. I always hearken back. I brought my kids to see AC/DC down at the arena. And I had a partnership in one of the luxury boxes. And I only went outside for two of the songs. It was so loud. It was literally rattling the windows of the box. I just stated, and you could hear it clearly. And, of course, the kids were outside listening to it outside of the box. And before that, 2018, the weak, lily-livered, money-grabbing Roger Goodell announces that the NFL owners approved a new policy allowing players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room, but forbidding players from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field. And I got to tell you, when they did that, prior to them doing that, I stopped watching the NFL. I'm slowly coming back. But this political correct nonsense by the most privileged people the planet has ever seen has got to stop. They don't want a meritocracy, except that the NFL is, and sports are, one of the only true meritocracies. And it's an incredible privilege granted to them by the freedoms this country offers. And they're protesting those freedoms, these NFL players, these privileged, pampered fools. And they're young, that's understood. But that doesn't mean you can be a fool. So protesting the country that gave you the opportunity that no one in the history of mankind has ever had. That's what you're protesting? Really? On the field, in the face of people who don't agree with you? So that was a good way to back down, I guess. But it showed you that this man was a politically correct fool, Roger Goodell, making his $40 million a year. And appointing, who did he have? Was it Snoop Dogg or Jay-Z to be some kind of ambassador? And all you had to do was listen to some of Jay-Z's songs, and I like some of his music, but come on. He's the ambassador? Really? Yeah, anyway, that's the NFL. That's why a lot of people have fallen off from it. Don't give us politics with our sports. Keep them separate. Do your politics all you want. Jim Brown did. Still love him. Not these people. All right. Thanks for joining me for this appointment. Monday, May 23rd, 2022. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the weather. And then Chris Chermak is holding about ballot integrity. We want to talk to him about that. We'll be back. Dragger 16 forecast from Valerie Smock. Today, partly sunny, cooler and less humid. High of 71. Tonight, it'll go down to 49, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 71. Wednesday, partly sunny with an overnight shower, high of 72. Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers, high of 72. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers, high of 74. Mid-70s to low 80s on the weekend. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Somebody texted in. They don't mention the country that it's done in. Or I'm trying to think if the name is on here. But so send me the name and the country that the thing is filmed in. But they say, I shared with my grandchildren. People need to watch and share with young children the 25-minute Sundance-winning short entitled The Traitor to see how good they have it in the U.S. The people in it use potatoes to barter for simple things like toilet paper. Yeah. We have it so good. I just remember, and this the plenty that I saw when I got out of prison just was, I still marvel at it today. I'm sure Joe Biden, if we let him in office for 2.5 more years, he will get rid of all that plenty. But it's so important to understand. Oh, they're saying in Georgia. Now, I'm assuming you're saying Soviet Georgia, that republic, the Georgian Republic. And they're saying in the mountains. Again, the movie's The Traitor. T-R-A-D-E-R, Traitor. So it's important, though, to understand how good we have it, even in the Biden era. And this is what freedom and capitalism have given us. And they want to go against everything that made this country so great and made it so plentiful. It's just, it's makes no sense. By the way, somebody texted in, the NFL banned for a foreseeable future in our home. I think that's a reasonable statement. And then Joe from West Granton says, yeah, Bob, LTS, we had it good before Joe Biden. And you're right, we're not going to have it so good. These lunatic policies that are driving costs beyond the reach of normal people, they're frightening. And they're just accelerating their war on energy, which is a war on the economy. So they have a war on, oh, somebody says The Traitor, by the way, is on Netflix. But it's a war on capitalism and a war on the economy. That's what it is. It's make no bones about it. All right, now we mentioned, as we were talking with Jeff Bartos, voter integrity. And that was one of the main points he wanted to make today, was that any move, particularly by Republicans, to count ballots that are not dated is crazy. It's counterproductive and is against everything we believe and hold dear in terms of voter integrity. So we're going to see. We're going to see where that ends up. And hopefully Dave McCormick will not ask for that, because it's wrong. And it's not going to change the tenor of the election anyway. Now, a guy that knows a little bit about voter integrity as county commissioner and a member of the Lackawanna County Election Board is with us, Chris Chermak. He's the guy who exposed ballot stuffing at the main drop box for Lackawanna County in Government Center, the old Globe building. And he's on the line with us now. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
All's well, all's well. What's on your mind today?
It was great to hear Jeff today. I've supported Jeff from the start over a year ago. He would have been an excellent, excellent senator, just a terrific guy. And he's 100% right. And we can't be counting illegal votes or ballots and undated ballots. I haven't heard anything yet. Nothing has been brought to my attention. But you can guarantee, I will guarantee, that I'll be on top of that. And as far as I'm concerned, we won't be counting them if I have anything to say. And that's the way it should be. They're not valid. They shouldn't be counted.
Now, Chris Chermak, Lackawanna County Commissioner, a number of people have asked me what had happened on the Republican side, the write-in side, for the state Senate campaign for the 22nd district. Two Republicans were running to get that seat, and they had to break a threshold of 500 votes, as did Marty Flynn, who also was trying to do a write-in. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know the total numbers yet. I think the person from Luzerne County was the highest vote getter on the Republican side, but I haven't heard anything about what Marty Flynn received on his side. So not sure yet on that. I can look into that one.
When you do, yeah, let me know. Text me or something, just so I could relate it to the listeners, because I it had dawned on me that I didn't know that answer when somebody texted me earlier today, and it was the only contested write-in that we had.
Yep. Well, you know, I really don't care what Marty Flynn got, but hopefully he didn't get as many as the person from Luzerne County. So we'll see. But that just goes to show you, too. You know, people say their votes don't count. Their votes count. We're going to come down to the wire here. And in November, every vote is going to count. So it is critical that everyone gets out and cast their votes this November. There's no question.
Is Lackawanna County completed in its count for the U.S. Senate?
As far as I know, we're just waiting on the recount part. I don't know. I can't answer that question on the military ballots, but I will find out that as well.
Who won? Who got more votes between McCormick and Oz for the Senate campaign in Lackawanna County?
I don't have the exact number in my head, but it was Dr. Oz had the majority of the votes.
Okay. Well,
Chris, I'll get you all the numbers. I will get you all those numbers.
All right. Well, Chris Chermak, Lackawanna County Commissioner, thanks for checking in and updating us. We look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, we don't know a lot of things just yet. And Dr. Oz apparently was the leading vote getter for Senate in Lackawanna County. Lou Barletta, we know, was the overwhelming favorite in Northeast Pennsylvania for governor, but was overwhelmed. And it's an amazing thing. 2-1 spending by forces allied with Josh Shapiro. They spent twice as much money positioning Doug Mastriano as the Trump candidate for governor. And it was almost like a positive ad. And they spent twice as much money as Doug Mastriano spent. So it clearly distorted the results, because most people on the Republican side obviously liked what they heard in the Josh Shapiro ad about Doug Mastriano. Very odd. All right, well, Frank Sinatra is looking to make his way back here on a Monday, May 23rd, 2022. So we'll give way, do some commercials, and come back with Frank. We're back. Thanks, Frank. Well, I was at the garage in Duryea Friday. Well, I mean, I just had such a it was a blast. Just being with people, like-minded people who listen to the show and occasionally listen together. And it was unadulterated joy. And Saturday at Camelot, great night with Mr. Paul and Alexandra. and then and a bunch of other friends. And then Sunday at Elmhurst Country Club, we had a ball, and the golf was incidental to the fun. It was a necessary evil for the fun, but we played golf as well. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. And 570-883-0098. Now, somebody had just texted in after I was done talking with Chris Chermak. We don't know the results of that Senate campaign on the Republican side. There were at least three write-in candidates, at least two organized Republican campaigns for that nomination. And we don't know it, although somebody asking about Joe Albert, it doesn't appear that he prevailed in the Lackawanna County votes. There are votes outside of Lackawanna County in a number of towns, but the bulk of the campaign and voting comes from Lackawanna County for the 22nd Senatorial District. Somebody texted in, Bob, the two most brainwashed populations of people in Northeast Pennsylvania are the Biden supporters and two, the people that text you an LTS. What a joke. I don't know where else that, I'm not sure where else that, how that text finishes off, but we love the LTS. We love the LTS because loving the show is you. There's a little self-love in there because it's about you. This show's about you. It's about the people who text. It's about the people who call. It's about the people who listen more than it is about me. I can assure you that. And it's become incredibly popular. I mean, we probably have... Well, we have about 80 times the listeners of our competing talk radio during this three-hour shift. So we love it. I just enjoy being with you every day. I truly do. And somebody says, do you like doing the radio show? I said, it sure as hell beats working. And let's go to Laureen Cummings is on. Laureen, we got about a minute. Fire away, my dear.
I just wanted to say a big shout-out to Lackawanna County, thanking them for making me the top vote-getter in the Republican State Committee in Lackawanna County.
Oh, appreciate good for you.
Support.
Good for you.
Yes, and also I think, and you need to correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Carrie Lewis Del Rosso the first female lieutenant governor to get through a primary, or am I wrong?
You know, I don't know that. That's an interesting question. The breakthroughs for women are always on the Republican side, whether it's the first Supreme Court justice, it doesn't matter. They truly are, yeah. And we've got no quota system.
Yeah, and I was the first female commissioner, and I believe she's going to be the first lieutenant governor and first female governor in Pennsylvania.
We love it.
Come November.
We love it.
And she's from West Side.
West Side, she's related to the Borgias and the Lewises and all kinds of people, and the Del Rossos. We love it.
That's right.
Thank you, Laureen, and congratulations to you. Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be right back. Well, we're going to go out playing Roy Orbison and his performance on Saturday Night Live in 1987. And my friend Joe texted in, Joe B, that, and I forgot this, and I knew her well, Catherine Baker Knoll. She was Ed Rendell's lieutenant governor and the first woman to be lieutenant governor. She was a Democrat. She had been in, I think, at least two of what they call the row offices, treasurer and I think auditor general before becoming lieutenant governor. I liked her. I mean, but it was funny. 1988, I was campaigning for Congress, and she was campaigning for something statewide. And she was very fearful of speaking. And I used to sort of give her tips as a 27-year-old kid. But I liked her very much. Catherine Baker Knoll. So thank you for that, Joe. Carrie Del Rosso will not be the first female lieutenant governor. Now, I mentioned, just so you guys know, somebody had asked actually a number of you had asked, how did they list from top to bottom on the ballots? My understanding is it's done by some sort, by lots or some other chance, drawing lots, ballot position. The governor, now in the general election, the party of the governor, the sitting governor, in this case the Democrats, will be on the top of the ballot. And the Republican will be underneath. But as far as how they chose them, I think they did them by lots. Maybe even by county, they did them by lots as to their position. Because I don't think all the counties were the same. Now, great to be back with you. And Frank Andrews is back. And I mean, we all know that because he is such a diva. He's got to have everything perfect. And I'm running around, and by the way, the whole radio station running around trying to figure out, oh, will Frank be upset about this? Will Frank be upset about that? You know, did we let this happen while he was gone? And he has just created absolute pandemonium here because, frankly, we're afraid. I admit it. There's not a lot of people I'm afraid of. Frank is one of them, and so that is shared by everyone here. We love him, but we fear him. It's like we play on La Familia Friday. Is it better to be loved or feared? Well, Frank believes in fear, and that's how he runs the show. He's the big dog for a reason. Now, I got to tell you, we had an interesting conversation with Jimmy Connors. Now, he'd been on someone else's show, and he did his talking points about Joe Biden and bringing NATO together, and about what a disgrace the Supreme Court decision, which hasn't happened yet, is. And it's important, and I love the guy, but we are just not going to do left-wing talking points that are false. We're not going to let it happen. I'm sorry. But we enjoyed hearing from Jeff Bartos today. And, of course, John Perillo, as always, on Monday Musings. And I'm happy to be back. Somebody texted, Bob, Frank does not sign your paycheck. Nothing to fear. Yeah. Well, you have to. I mean, it's a reign of terror, and that's just the way he. You know, that's the way he does things. What are we going to do about that? We're going to continue tomorrow, following the Durham investigation, which is the Michael Sussman trial right now. Hillary knew. She knew it was a hoax. The feds knew it was a hoax. Mueller knew it was a hoax, and they went through with it anyway. Please remember that. And now we have the White House contradicting the president on foreign policy to prove and assure everyone that the old fool is not in charge. We'll talk about all that and more. Frank Andrews next.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.